Okay, so this is our traditional DevConf N plus two in your city. As always, I have to remind to everybody, we're now going to see four great teams of people that are willing to put a lot of work into hosting DevConf. This is still just a first step, a first presentation to make all of us want to go to their countries. It is not a formal commitment of anything, but yeah, it's important for us to be aware of the proposals and to prepare ourselves to enjoy being with them. So, DevConf 20 in your city. We know next year we're going to Brazil, to Curitiba, but we have four candidates this time. So I think I have them here. Yeah. We have Israel, India, Bratislava, and Portugal. Well, Bratislava is not a country, it's in Slovakia. So let's fix it. Okay. And to determine the order of the presentation, we will just shuffle them. Okay, so first to go is India. I was requested to just reconfigure my display, extractor, output, LVDS1, left off, display port 1. Sorry? No, auto should put them on the same place as I have it now. Yeah, and they don't match, so anyway. Wait, because... Oh, it's HDMI. Okay. Hey! Okay. LibreOffice, so it was called DC20, DevConf India, blah, ODP. Please.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. I am Raju from Devin India, and we are presenting the bid for the second DevConf in Asia. We have been talking about the hosting the first DevConf in Asia from like 2015 or 16. Of course, clearly, we have missed the boat. But we don't want to miss the second chance. We want to make the second DevConf happen in Asia, in India. So here's the bid. First question, why a DevConf in India? So we actually have a lot of different kind of motivations to have a DevConf in India, but some of the motivations of the Devin India people or the members is our famous mentor or DD from India. You might as well know him. He is Praveen, also known as Pirate Praveen. He is a long-time Debian developer. Just to give a brief intro, he maintains over 700 packages in Debian main right now, and maybe sponsored other uploads has like over 500, and he has like over 100 pending in the FTP queue to be uploaded. So he does enormous amounts of contributions. And he has been mentoring a lot of us people, a lot of us who have become DDs and DMs are being mentored by him, has been mentored by him. But Praveen has not been to any DevCons, never. So some of us decided that if Praveen has not been to any DevCons, let's bring DevConf to Praveen. So this is our chance. So it's up to you guys, it's up to us to make it happen in India, and let's make DevConf in India happen. Okay, so when you guys would come to India, or when DDs and DMs have come to India, how they are treated in India? So just for a showcase, how they have been treated in India. Here's a famous, like, here's a happy moment of Jonas and Siri somewhere in the fields in India. A lot of DDs come to India around the year. DDs, GMs, DPLs come to India, and we host them. We try to host them sometimes, and we take them around places. We host them in whichever city they choose to go to. India is diverse; a lot of cities are there. Sometimes we organize mini-depcons in India because the DDs are there. So let's have a mini-depcon there. This is mini-depcon of 2015 in Mumbai. We had it because Jonas and Siri were there. And in the picture, you can see three DDs. There's Karthik, Praveen, and Jonas. Of course, we are famous for our food. So we host all our DDs with delicious meals. Let's take a look at the diverse free software communities in India. If you would go to this URL, you will find a map of all the Linux user groups in India. The list is not complete, but still has a lot of Linux users listed. It looks something like this. You could see that there are various groups around North. There are like two in North. There are a few in the East. And you could see a lot of density in the South. And that is where most of the DDs and DMs belong. But in terms of activeness, the North is not far behind as well. Okay, so we have not narrowed down on exact venues yet, but we, considering the vast geography, we have narrowed down on particular regions or cities where we could host stepcons in India. So I have circled the regions where we can have it. You could see that we have circles where we can have. You could see a cross in there. The cross is actually on Goa. Some people want DevConf to happen in Goa, and a few people have told me while preparing my bed that if you have it at touristy locations, people won't be at the venue and would be roaming around the beaches all the time. But it's up to you. If you want DevConf to happen in India, let us know, request that, and we will make it happen in Goa. Otherwise, we could make it happen in the hills in the north or at the coastline in the south. Up to you guys. There are a lot of diverse options. About the public transport in India, a few people raised concerns that if we have at different locations, would we be able to reach from international flights? We can reach from international flights. There are actually a lot of international airports. You could see that all the greens and blues and the oranges are the international airports. Even in the south, you have a lot of international airports to reach to. So it's not a problem to reach anywhere in India from international flights or domestic flights. Also, particular modes of transport depends on where you are in India. But different cities, different kind of transport is available. And of course, we have the auto rickshaws or tuk-tuks that some people call, which is only found mostly in Asian countries. It's there in most cities as well. And we have metros at a lot of cities as well. Food, one of the most important things, deciding factors. We are famous for our food. Doesn't matter if you're a vegetarian or a non-vegetarian, we will have diverse options for you. The vegetarians would have, like, even if they try a new dish for each day, they wouldn't be able to finish or experience all the dishes in India. It's the variety is such so diverse. On the left side, you could see a lot of vegetarian dishes. On the right side, the non-vegetarians have a lot of options as well. So you could see meals from the south and the north, different kinds. On the right side, you could see fishes prepared in banana leaves, or the tandoori chicken, which is famous from India. So food is very diverse, and everyone would enjoy it. Finally, we have a few DDs famous in India, and this is one of our DDs, Balashankar. And we keep this sticker wherever we promote Debian in India. So people find it themselves. You would find it out if you get to India. So give your support for a great DevConf in India. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will have the four presentations, and then we will proceed with the questions. So wait a minute. Multiple screens are evil. Okay. You prefer to have the notes or to have it
same
screen? Big, okay.
I don't have notes.
Good.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here to explain why you should go to Lisbon for 2020. It's in Europe. We didn't been in Europe for many time, so it's a good time to go there again. The venue is good. We have sunny and pleasant days. We have tasty food, plenty of opportunities for social events, and you need to stimulate the open software community in Portugal. Where it is? It is odd, there is an expression in Portugal that it's a beira-mar plantado, by the sea. It's in Eastern Europe, in the Iberian Peninsula, near Spain. This is the venue, the scenic view of the venue. The venue is on the top of the hill, and everything will be inside of it. Best engineering school of Portugal, with 100 years of history. A great hall with 300 cities, plus two auditories with 100 seats. That will be the main talks. And several classrooms for ACT Labs and for the organization. So, for example, the organization can store their things. That's one of the problems this year. Food. We have several options for vegan and vegetarian, and you have traditional food from Portuguese. So you have something like cozida portuguesa, carne de porco alentejana, prego, the traditional meal for snack, bacalhau com natas, a modern dish, and pastéis de nata. Something very famous outside of Portugal. And some people remember from Cape Town, because there are a chain of Portuguese restaurants in Cape Town. You have very good expressos. That's our main way of drinking coffee. And it's called Bica in Lisbon. You will have several canteens inside the venue where you can choose where you will feed the community. And if you don't like the food, there are many, many restaurants near the venue. Chinese, Japanese, Italian, Brazilian, Indian, and vegetarian. The summer will be hot and dry. They're expected to be something like 25-30 degrees. That's the typical weather in summer in Lisbon. Because it is near the river, this means that weather will not be so extreme like near Lisbon. There will be very little chance to have a gray sky or rain. That's not typical. What you can do for fun time? We have beaches, very good beaches, in several places near Lisbon. We have night markets, bars and discos for the people to have fun during the night. We have many music festivals near Lisbon and around Portugal. By many, I think there are more than 100 by all over the country. So there is, on the end in Dread, where you can find all the music festivals you can have in Lisbon, and this will be a slightly problem because in July there are some very important music festivals near Lisbon, and you have to try to choose a date so it don't conflict, so it doesn't skyrocket the accommodation. Local team. This is the people I've been talking about, this DevConf. Spa is there, is Didi, me, myself, Beth Max, and Rui PB is on is a question mark because you have not yet confirmed. I have other people. I have people from Spanish and Brazilian DDs have manifest interest in helping, and you have the support of the Brazilian delegation to help us. Obrigado.
Thank you, José. You remember the order we had? Is Israel or Bratislava next? Bratislava. Israel. Okay. So please come. Please, just to make sure, are people following IRC? I mean, because we will need it at some point. So please come for Israel.
Okay. First off, I'd like to start by stating that I'm all for a second DevConf in Asia in 2020. Okay. So this is Haifa. Haifa is on Mount Carmel near the Mediterranean. Weather is quite like Lisbon, sunny.
And people are also likewise, the people are also warm and friendly, and also can with reasonably good English. And I think you could get by okay with just English. There are plenty of things to do in Haifa on your off DevConf time. You can just look at the view. It's a mountain, so you can just have a look, or even look from the cable car. There is a zoo. There are quite a few interesting buildings, or just enjoy the variety, the local foods. Of course, there are plenty of a variety of restaurants of all type and. And of course, the local ones, where you can find falafel, hummus, labneh, and whatever. Downtown Haifa, that's the area near the sea where Haifa originally, where Haifa started from. By daytime, there are, government offices, but also some cafes and shops. By nighttime, this is the area of this is the focus of interesting nightlife with restaurants and shops and. A good place to be in. The venue is in the Haifa University. Haifa University is on Mount Carmel itself, which means that it's a bit it has a cooler weather with better winds, so it's not as humid as it's a nicer place to be in at this time of the year, and we will be in the in the dorms of the university. The main talks will be probably around here, so it's a walking distance. The main hall has 380 seats. There are plenty of smaller classrooms for about 150 or so seats and smaller rooms. So there are plenty of rooms to use. The dormitories have two people per room, but also bathroom per room. So it's easier to be in. The computer science department of the university have been very cooperative. They've helped us a lot in connections with other parts of the university and also with other parts of the city, with the city hall and all of that. There are currently two alternative locations. One of them is the Congress Center. Congress Center is located near the Matam Industrial Park. Matam High Tech Park, which has many high-tech companies, but is also closer to the railroad company railway. The thing is, it's not in the university. It's not the nicer place on top of the mountain. But it's more accessible in that location. The other alternative is a new campus of the university in downtown. Again, more accessible, but it's currently still under construction, so we can't really at the moment we can't really tell when it will be ready. Well, we hope to see you in Haifa in 2020.
Thank you. Yes. Two additions? Yes. Can you please go to the microphone too?
One point is that all the companies you saw on the high-tech park are potential sponsors. Especially when it's in the same city and they might send part of their employees and their students. Also, Haifa hosted Wikimania 2011, and we already have a letter of intent and goodwill from the City Hall, and they will be happy to have another open content or free software event in the city.
Good. Thank you. And we will now have Andrei Shadura.
And now for something completely different.
Hi, I'm Andrei, and I'm going to tell you about DevConf in Bratislava. I presented this idea very roughly at DevConf in Montreal last year, so I'm going to shorten up the introduction a bit. So, why have DevConf in Bratislava? Well, after having so many DevConfs all over the globe, this may be our first European DevConf. Bratislava is a small but nice city, well-connected, part of the EU. Good food and beer, plenty of attractions around. So, let's talk about progress. We've got two primary venue candidates, both located at the same university campus, close to the city center, and really close to each other. The first one is the recently built information technology faculty called FEED. Modern, with good equipment. The management are willing to host DevConf, but it's a bit expensive. And the cafeteria isn't big enough to accommodate all participants. So if we go with this option, we may need to use facilities of other faculties. The next candidate is Matfiz, a faculty of a different university, much older, but because of this, we may get it for free. The management is friendly to Linux conferences and they've hosted some, but there are some accessibility issues which I believe are solvable, and we may need to check the technical equipment is suitable for our needs. The downside is that renovation may start next year, but so far there's been no news. I will be meeting the faculty management shortly to find out more. The campus belongs to two universities. There are multiple faculties, so quite naturally there is student accommodation very close to the potential venues. There are three options of accommodation. Accommodation is very cheap because during summer most of the students move out, so they're happy to offer rooms to external people. Here are some ideas for the day trip. Now, risks. If Matfiz closes for renovation, we'll need to deal with FEED, and the bill may be too high for the value we're getting, but hopefully not. The next issue, the team. A couple of people signed up for the core team, and there's an organization which also may help us, but the people who signed up haven't been active yet, so I need to make sure they engage more. I've tried organizing local Debian meetups. I hope I can get more people involved that way. Hopefully there will be a mini DevConf in Bratislava, so we can test the venue and hopefully grow the team. That's all. Thanks for watching and see you in Bratislava.
Okay, thank you, Andrei. Well, I would like to ask to one delegate from each team to come up in case there are questions to be answered. And for people having the questions, well, please ask them now. Again, the venues are in the first stage of preparation. Well, some of them have already bid, but we can expect things to develop a lot still. So, please, yep. Go, please go to the microphone. And please sort this out yourselves.
Yes. Hello. A question in particular concerning India. I understand that it's in summer is rainy season in many parts of India. So, what is that the case? And what would that? So, what would be possible or good dates for the India venue?
You asked about the summer, right? The weather, okay. It depends on the season, and by the current dates, it would be the end of summer and the start of monsoon or rainy season. So depending on where in India we are, the possible dates preferably should be by end of July and within August. That would be the best time.
Two comments and one question. About India, I think you should decide on the location and not we, because I think the location depends a lot on the local team. So I think you should make it up and not us. About Bratislava and the same thing, I'm a bit disappointed that Andrew presented it last year and still doesn't have a team now. I think that's not so good. We really need teams. And the questions about Portugal, Lisboa, you said July is the festival season. Why then not choose another month?
August is the most expensive month in Portugal. And July, I think in the last 2 weeks of July, you are not competing with another music festivals in Lisbon.
We could also make it in June or September.
Yes, but that will be class time. So maybe the rooms will be not available. I need to check.
There was one DEPCONF where I've been told afterwards that the organizers were concerned about my safety in the country. I would like to know if there's any concerns about safety of attendees, both in general, like wars going on with Israel or something, or for specifically for LGBT people.
Normally it's not an issue. As for LGBT or similar, I don't consider this a problem in Israel. Wars in Israel are not that common as you hear in the news. just look at the statistics yourselves.
Does the same question applies to me as well?
Yeah,
we don't have any security concerns for LGBTQ people. There are many Indian peer LGBTQ people around. So you will not have any issues regarding your safety, your stay anywhere. We will make sure of that.
Portugal is considered one of the safest places in Europe. So I don't think there will be a major problem with that. What I don't recommend is to leave items unattended, because there are reports of some stolen goods from time to time. So I think there should be no problem.
It was requested from me to put the list of the cities. It's the list of the countries.
While you do the presentation, Haifa had a pride parade for the last 12 years, so LGBT issues shouldn't be a problem. That is true for the rest of Israel as well. Mm-hmm. There might be a specific neighborhood in Jerusalem which might be a problem, but you know, we just don't do a day trip to that specific neighborhood, not a problem for the rest of the country.
I can add a little bit to that from two different points of view. I lived in Israel for over 1 year. At that time, the first time I went there, it was a high time for security concerns, it seems. We were all very worried. But once you're there, well, things are just as quiet as anywhere. I mean, yeah, there are some attacks. You cannot foresee them, but people lead normal lives. Same applies, for example, for narco-related violence in Mexico. I've never seen anything. I've lived all my life there. And so, I mean, I strongly recommend everybody not to fall prey to what the news say about the general security of a country. A country is huge. So, yeah.
Hi, can you explain about to get visa to enter in your country, and about Israel, and how works to Muslim enter the city? It's okay, there is some difficult.
Okay, I put a list in the bid of visa requirements. I'm not exactly sure, but when I think of it, of countries with DDs, it's mostly India and China that are required to have a visa. Again, that off the top of my mind, I'm not exactly sure. As for Muslims, Haifa has a large Muslim community. It shouldn't be an issue.
The visa requirements for India are usually like most of the European or American nations have, most of them have visa on arrival, or they have e-visa. You could request an e-visa and for around 60 days. Some countries like I think China and a few African countries require visa. If you would just do a search on the web, you would find a Wikipedia map of visa requirements for visiting India. It is fairly easy, it won't be a problem.
I didn't check the visa status, but as Portugal belongs to the Schengen space, I expect it to be very similar to what it was in Heidelberg.
This question is for all the teams, but particularly for the Indian and Israeli bids. I didn't get a good idea of what the local teams were going to be from either of your bids. Do we know how strong are the teams? Who are we expecting to have? Do we think that the team has the time to run a DebConf, because it's a big job?
I would like to add, it would be best to have at least some 4 people
yes.
dedicated to it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right now we are 3. That's me, Lior, and Talat. We get some help from the university. And we should be able to get again once this is more substantial again towards DebConf, we should be able to get to enlist other people from the local Linux and free software, from the local Linux and free software community, which we know very well.
In the presentation, I showed a map of Indian Linux or the free software user groups. So a lot of user groups are quite big, and you might have seen a large density in the southern part. Also, the user groups in the north are pretty big as well. The one in Delhi or the one in Pune or Mumbai are big as well.
Do any of them actually know about this bid, though, and are they...
About?
Are any of them actually aware of this bid, and has
yes,
anyone committed support?
I have mailed it to the Debon India mailing list. I have also asked a few DDs and DMs about it in particular, and most of them said to go for it. We have like 5 active DDs. We have around 8 DDs. Some of them have retired. We have like 3 DMs right now, and a lot of Debon contributors. So the team should not be an issue, hopefully.
As I've started prepare the bid while I was here, I don't have yet a strong local team. I've been contacting people, contributors from from Portugal, and I've been talking with people around to get help from experienced people from other DebConfs to help me. And I think it could be a good opportunity to create a community of open source in Portugal. Because there are users, but there is no, I don't know any Linux user group, I don't know, there is no strong community in Portugal. So this could be a good opportunity to create one.
I just want to add to this, during the past few days I have been harassing Raju and Jose to make the bid. So I mean, they have not yet assembled the teams. Having user groups is not enough. Having people that would be interested is not enough. You have to get a commitment, but you have time to get that.
Just to add one thing, one of the first things I have done when I was trying, when I got the idea of doing a DevConf in Portugal, was to contact my management, teachers that are responsible for IT department, and they are in favor of it. So I count to have some help from the university to prepare the, for preparing the conference.
More questions, or are we done? Oh, please, please.
It's probably too soon for this question for all of you, but a difficulty we've had with this DevConf has been transferring money into Taiwan has been quite slow and painful. How difficult would it be for Debian trusted organizations to move money into your countries, and are we going to need to set up local organizations if we're going to run a DevConf? You might not know the answer to this yet, but it's something to start thinking about.
As Portugal belongs to European Union, I don't expect to have problems transferring money from inside Europe.
We have organized quite a number of mini DevConfs in India, and we do have local organizations that could be made as a trusted organization for DevConf. So that should not be an issue.
I believe that it is not an issue from my initial research into this, but I'm not yet sure.
Okay. I think this will be the last question, as we're close to running out of time. Please.
I led up. We have a free software association in Israel. It's already got money from abroad and sent money from abroad. So there's bureaucracy, but it's completely possible.
Okay, you know the people. Even if you don't know personally Andrei, I can assure you he will be happy to answer to your questions. They are here. You can grab them. If you're not opposed to being grabbed. Thank you very much for preparing this work, and I hope to give you metric tons more work in the near future. Thank you very much.